Chapter 14, Liberating the Ability of God Within Us. The most thrilling thing that I have ever learned about redemption is the marvelous ability of God that is in the believer. We have God's life in us. Wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Notice carefully that the believer is a new creation. He is created in Christ Jesus. He is the workmanship of God. This new creation has become a reality to him because he has received the life and nature of God. 1 John 5:13, These things have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, even unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. You can see now that you have within you, as you read this, if you are his child, the life and nature of God. 2 Peter 1:4 tells us that we have become partakers of the divine nature, whereby he hath granted unto us his precious and exceeding great promises, that through these ye may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world by lust. Jesus emphasizes this by his illustration, I am the vine, ye are the branches. The object of his coming was that we might have life and have it abundantly. John 10:10, I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly. You have received eternal life. That eternal life is the nature of the Father as unveiled in Christ. As a branch of the vine, the same life that is manifested in the vine is flowing out through you and bearing fruit. It is the vine's life in you that produces fruitage of love, of faith, and of joy. You have God's Word abiding in you. Colossians 3:16, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. What is it doing there? It is admonishing, it is educating, it is training, it is correcting, it is building faith and love into your spirit. Acts 20:32, Now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all them that are sanctified. It is the word that builds you up. It is the word that makes you know of your inheritance. It is the word that unveils to you your relationship to the Father God. It is the word that makes you know your rights and privileges in Christ. You remember it was the words of Christ that healed most of the people who came to him. He said they were his Father's words. The Pauline revelation is the Father's words about Jesus. When you say you are a new creation created in Christ, the Father's words are expressing a fact through your lips. When you say, in the name of Jesus, disease, stop being, you are using the Father's words that he spoke through Jesus' lips. When you step out into your rites of righteousness and begin to bear fruit, it will be the same kind of fruit Jesus bore in his earth walk. Righteousness means the ability to stand in the Father's presence without the sense of guilt or inferiority. This righteousness becomes yours through the finished work of Christ. Romans 4:25, who was delivered up for our trespasses and was raised for our justification. A literal translation of this verse reads, who was delivered up on account of our trespasses and was raised when we were declared righteous. When the life of God is liberated, the ability of God as unveiled in the Word is let loose. They tell us there is power enough in an atom to propel a great ship across the ocean. If the power that is invested in the life of God that is in you and the power that is invested in the Word of God, that Word that spoke the universe into being, were let loose in you, things would happen, wouldn't they? The object of this little message is to let you know that God wants to be set free in you. You have the name of Jesus. You have committed to memory these scriptures. You know John 14:13 and 14, whatsoever ye shall ask or demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. This is not praying to the Father, nor making a request of Jesus. It is using the name as Peter used it at the beautiful gate when he set that man free from infantile paralysis. It is commanding the forces of darkness to become obedient to the authority of the name of Jesus. That name is yours. You may not have taken advantage of it. Jesus gave you the power of attorney to use his name. He said in Matthew 28:18 and 19, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations. The word disciple means student, one who learns. We are to make students of the word of all nations. You have the ability to go and do it. In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That belongs to you. The age of miracles is your age. It is the present age. You can live and walk in the fullness of God's ability. You can let that ability loose in you, if you will. This is love's challenge, to let the life of God loose in you, to let the Word loose in you, to give the name its real place in your life. You have the Holy Spirit in you. Jesus promised the disciples that the Holy Spirit who is with them should be in them. On the day of Pentecost, after he had recreated them, he entered into their bodies. What a miracle it is to have God in us. It is wonderful to have his word abiding in us when we realize that the universe has been created by his word and we have that creative ability in us. Now we have God himself in us along with his word. No wonder he said in 1 John 4:4, "Ye are of God, my little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." The God in us is the same God who spoke a universe into being. The same God is in us who walked the sea in Galilee. The same God is in us who arose from the dead. Philippians 2:13, "For it is God who is at work within you." We have not taken advantage of the riches of grace that belong to us. How few of us have let God loose in us. I can feel him struggling to have his place and to have his rights in the individual members of the body of Christ. How he longs to heal the sick, to break the power of Satan over the lives of men through us. Let us let him loose in us. You have the righteousness of God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who knew no sin, he made to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Now he wants us to bear the fruit of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 9:10, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Righteousness is the ability to stand in the Father's presence without condemnation. It gives us the legal right to the use of the name of Jesus. It gives us ability to stand in the presence of diseases of all kinds without fear, in the presence of Satan as an absolute master. 1 John 2:29, everyone that doeth righteousness is begotten of God. How few of us have ever done righteousness? We have thought it meant only conduct, a carefulness in our walk. That is implied, but that is not doing righteousness. Doing righteousness is doing the works that Jesus wrought, for we are taking Jesus' place. Righteousness gives us the ability to stand in the presence of God anytime and to stand in the presence of Satan as absolute victors. How little this has been understood, how little we have majored in it. Now God is waiting for us to bring this truth to the front. He wants us to begin to live righteousness, to practice righteousness, to break Satan's dominion, to speak with authority just as Jesus did. You have God's wisdom. You might say this is the summation of all. If you have God's ability, God's wisdom, and you let them loose, what limitlessness there will be to your ministry. It is not a problem of education, but of letting God loose in you, liberating the ability of God that is within you. Locked up in you today is the ability of God. Jesus has been made wisdom unto you. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who is made unto us wisdom from God. James told the babes in Christ that if they lacked wisdom, they could ask for it of God. James 1:5-8, the Weymouth translation, "And if any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask God for it, who gives with open hand to all men and without upbraiding, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith and have no doubt. For he who has doubts is like the surge of the sea driven by the wind and tossed into spray. A person of that sort must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a one is a man of two minds, undecided in every step he takes." You are grown up now. You have passed the period of babyhood, and now you know that Jesus is your wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. You have the knowledge of the life of God that is in you. You have the knowledge of the power and authority of the Word. You have the knowledge of your legal right to use the name of Jesus in your combat with spiritual forces. You have the knowledge of the fact that God is actually in your body. Now you are going to use these mighty facts to bless humanity. Letting God loose in us. The imprisoned God at last is set free with the Bill of Rights to use us as he pleases. We are no longer hidden. People know who we are. There is a path worn to our cottage, no matter where we live, for we have let God loose in us and have given him his liberty to heal the sick, to bless the world.